a profit margin of nearly 1,000%. That is what Nvidia was estimated to be earning on its H100 GPUs as of 2024, according to Reuters. Sit with that number for a second. It tells you everything about where the real power in AI currently lives, not in the apps you use, but in the silicon underneath them. And it signals something bigger. We are at a genuine inflection point, Sadiq, where the machines are no longer just retrieving answers. They are starting to think before they speak. For most of AI's recent history, large language models operated on what researchers call System 1 thinking. Fast, instinctive, pattern matching. You type a question, the model fires back the statistically likely next word, again and again, until something resembling an answer appears. Think of it like a student who skims the question and writes whatever sounds right. It works surprisingly often, but it fails badly on anything requiring real logical steps, advanced mathematics, multi-stage scientific reasoning, competitive programming. OpenAI recognized this ceiling. Their O1 model was trained using reinforcement learning to perform internal chain of thought processing before delivering an answer. The model pauses, it reasons through intermediate steps privately, then it responds. The result, according to OpenAI, was significantly improved performance on PhD-level science questions. That is not a minor upgrade. That is a different category of machine. Now, not every company is chasing the same strategy. Google took a distinct path with Gemini 1.5 Pro, and the key idea here is context rather than depth of reasoning. Google's Gemini 1.5 Pro was the first major model to offer a context window of 2 million tokens. To make that concrete, that means the model can analyze over 2 hours of video, or roughly 1.4 million words, in a single prompt. For example, a legal team could feed an entire contract archive into one session. A researcher could load years of scientific papers at once. Where OpenAI's O1 bets on slowing down to reason better, Google's approach bets on seeing more at once. Both are legitimate frontiers, they just solve different problems. Remember that distinction. It will matter as these companies compete for enterprise customers who have very different needs. The takeaway from both strategies, though, is that scaling AI is no longer just a software problem. It is a physical infrastructure crisis. Goldman Sachs research indicates that AI-driven power demand is expected to increase the electricity consumption of data centers by 160% by the end of the decade. That is not a rounding error. Data centers already consume enormous amounts of power, and AI workloads are multiplying that demand at a pace that existing grids were never designed to handle. This is why the race for nuclear and renewable energy sources has become a core part of AI strategy, not an environmental footnote. Energy is now a competitive moat. Companies that can secure reliable, large-scale power will be able to run the training runs that others cannot afford. And the GPU shortage compounds this further, Sadiq. When a single chip carries 1,000% profit margin, access to those chips becomes a gating factor. Smaller players, research institutions, and entire countries are effectively locked out of the frontier unless they can navigate that supply constraint. Here is what all of this adds up to. The chatbot era, the era of fast, fluent, pattern-matching responses, is giving way to something more deliberate. Models like O1 are being designed to pause, to reason, to check their own work before answering. That is a fundamental shift in the relationship between humans and machines. At the same time, the physical world is catching up to the ambition. Energy grids, chip supply chains, and data center capacity are now as strategically important as the algorithms themselves. The key idea to carry forward, Sadiq, is this. Modern AI is not just getting smarter in the abstract, it is getting smarter in ways that require the entire industrial economy to reorganize around it. The reasoning frontier is not just a technical milestone. It is the moment AI stopped being a software story and became an infrastructure story. And that changes everything about who wins, who falls behind, and what the next decade looks like.